local information for the greater Hickory Metro. It's First Talk with Hal Rowe, 1290 AM and 102.3 FM.
First Talk with Hal Rowe, WHKY Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to First Talk with Hal Rowe on WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. We're going to talk this morning with representatives from your Habitat for Humanity. And I guess I hope that I get this right. Habitat for Humanity for Catawba County. Is that the way that it's phrased? Or is that the phraseology? Or what's the actual? Walter Cantrell, they're looking at you. So you get the toss-up question this morning.
It's Catawba Valley.
Catawba Valley.
So we started 40 years ago. Yep. And we were the affiliate for like the Unifor area for Catawba Valley.
Right.
And then as those areas grew, they had their own affiliate. So we have like a Burke County, Alexander right. County affiliate. And we kept our Catawba Valley name.
Okay, Catawba Valley. I want to make sense. If I'd have looked closely, I could see on the shirt there, good for you, Catawba Valley Habitat for Humanity. Since you've got the microphone right now, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about Habitat in case people are not familiar with it. Maybe a little bit of the elevator speech or just for working purposes this morning, on air purposes. What is Habitat for Humanity? I think most people have heard of it, but kind of give us an inside view, if you would, just for our purposes this morning.
So Habitat for Humanity is based on the premise that every person deserves a decent place to call home. And so we provide affordable housing through our new home construction program. And we also provide critical repairs for pre-existing homes, not just for Habitat homeowners, but for any homeowners in the county that meet our income requirements.
Now, you're a development director. Tell me how things are going for Habitat for Humanity, Catawba Valley, or Catawba Valley Habitat for Humanity.
They're going well. We are so grateful for all of the partners we have, for our individuals, churches, corporations, foundations. As always, we value and cherish support as we continue to try to grow and to meet the need of affordable housing in Catawba County.
We'll talk with you a little bit more about how people can plug in their individually. I know there are people who have individually sponsored Habitat homes. I know that it used to be a church or a place of worship would get together for a Habitat build. So we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later on with you this morning.
It has a good ring, the Hal Rowe House.
Yeah, I'm doing all I can for just keeping me in mind, but that is a good thing. I like that ring. Who knows? Maybe one day you never know. Never know what the future may bring. Jenna Ross joins us this morning, Vice President, Habitat, Catawba Valley. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about, because Mr. Cantwell talked about affordable housing. I want to talk to you because you're in the front office as well, but you also go out on sites. I mean, you go out on the builds. I know that's a part of it. I don't know that we're in the situation that we were a couple of years back, but I know that there has got to be an increase for the cost of building materials because there's so much building going on right now in Catawba County. And I don't know what's happening with the window market. You know, I don't know, but this all this stuff is important. I don't know what's happening with fiberglass and or insulation. I don't know about that pricing. All I know is I see a lot of construction, and the most I probably got was supply and demand out of any economics class I may have ever taken. So there's a lot of demand, which is going to increase the price. Do I have that right? Is it getting more expensive in our area? Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Yes, you do have that right. So costs are increasing. Demand for land is also increasing, so yeah. It's raising infrastructure costs. Availability is still down. We were just looking at a study that says nationally there's about 750,000 housing inventory gap for where we want to be as a country in 5 years. But if we're able to meet that, there's a $489 billion economic investment into the country if we're able to achieve that and close that gap. So there's a cost to building, but there's right. definitely advantages for the community overall.
Now, in the past, I know that there have been, I can think of two of them specifically. One was a group of Habitat houses that I worked on. It was kind of a Habitat neighborhood.
Yes.
And then there was another one that I saw come up, and I got to tell you, still really looks good today. So generally, you're not just talking about building the house. You're talking about procuring the land and all the things that go into a development. Does Habitat still do developments?
Yes. So we try to be really thoughtful about how we build, not just for the house that we're building to sell, but for what that means for the overall community for the long term. So we build in developments whenever we can.
Okay.
We know that mixed income communities are a huge benefit, not just for individual homeowners, but for the surrounding neighborhood, for educational long-term life outcomes.
Okay.
So we try to be thoughtful about what it looks like, not just to move into a house, but to live into a house over the decades. Because for most Habitat families, this is their opportunity. And so when they move in, this is their forever home. And we want to make sure that the home grows with them. So we do a lot of deferred maintenance. We're looking at the products that we build into the house to make sure that they last as long as possible and
okay.
cost as little as possible to maintain.
Right. Home maintenance, yeah.
Yeah.
Hal Rowe, I just found out yesterday, I might need a new window at my place. And I'm like, oh, man. And the guy was like, I think we may be past the point of repair. We may need a new window. So those are things that we need to consider as homeowners, because that's something that you just said. And it kind of, even though I know it, I don't think about selling a house as part of what Habitat does. I don't think of that as part of the language that we use. But Mr. Andrew Isola, who is going to join us next, actually made that comment when I came in and said, we've got a couple of houses to sell. And that didn't really ring, but I'm glad that we're doing that now, because that's what it is. Habitat homes are not a gift. It's not free. It's for homeowners. And everyone's nodding their head. Looks like I've learned a little something over the past couple of years. So thanks for joining us this morning. More about Habitat right after this. Good morning. We're still qualifying winners every day for a prize pack, which includes a Dale Earnhardt Jr. bobblehead. But the most important part, that's a nice prize, don't get me wrong, but you become a finalist for the grand prize of 6 tickets to the Coca-Cola 600, $550 value. We thought it's a lot more than that, because we found out we're getting terrace seats. Wow, really, really nice for the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Luxury lie, a ride to and from the race, like a NASCAR owner, because you're going in the Taylor Smoke Mobile Cigar Lounge. Got 6 folks who can fit in there. So it's the winner, 5 close friends or family members. And then what we're going to do is, after you get qualified this morning, we're going to go ahead and put your name in the hat, and we will draw for that grand prize winner. This is a really nice prize pack, folks. Value over, found out yesterday or maybe the day before, over $2,000 when you're talking about the tickets and the ride down. They're going to give you a nice cigar as well to smoke on the way down there. So, or I guess on the way back, because they take you to and from the NASCAR race. We got the tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, just qualifying, you're going to get that Dale Earnhardt Jr. bobblehead. Call now. Vince, let's take the second caller this morning. Caller number 2, 828-327-9459, 828-327-9459. Of course, we want to thank the fine folks at Tailored Smoke, because they're the ones who are working with us on that. Tailored Smoke, everything that you need there. It's a nice, big Mercedes Sprint vehicle. It's going to be really nice. I've seen video of it, and boy, oh boy, that thing is luxurious. We're talking this morning with the representatives from your Habitat for Humanity, Walter Cantrell, Development Director. Also, Jenna Ross, Vice President of Habitat, Catawba Valley. Andrew Isola, Director of Home Services. And when we came in this morning, you had been on recently, but we were on with Chuck for Military Monday. It was nice to have you in for that. Ralph did a story yesterday on Habitat. And Vince and I was like, well, it's Habitat Week. Let's just keep it going.
Yes,
let's just keep talking about Habitat.
Yeah.
Because right now, one of the things that you want to talk about this morning is two homes that you want to have people apply for.
Correct.
Because what you do is these homes are for sale, but you do have to have an application, and they are for qualified buyers. I'll let you tell us all about it.
Sure. Yeah. Well, so to take a half step back, Habitat sells all of their homes.
Right.
So that's the big myth about Habitat, is that we would give away homes.
And you don't.
That's not the case.
Right. I hope people know that by now, but I'm glad that we're reinforcing that.
Yeah.
Right.
So when you apply to Habitat, you're applying to take on a mortgage to buy a home.
Right.
So
okay.
We happen to have two homes under construction right now that we don't have a buyer for. We don't have someone who's in our program who applied for. So that's why we're having this application round to try to find the two families who are looking to buy a home in the Hickory area. We can get them into those homes as quickly as possible.
Now, help me with, and I don't want any specifics, but how do we go about qualifying? Is it a certain percentage of a poverty level? Is it somebody who has a good credit rating? Give me a general idea, because housing is really that's something that people are looking for right now. What are some of the things that people who are listening this morning may say, yes, I can apply for a Habitat home, and this may be a good fit for
sure.
Me.
Well, so my general spiel is that we're looking for people who have the ability to repay that mortgage. So that means you need to have an income.
Right.
And we also are going to pull a credit report. We're going to look at your credit. We don't care about your credit score, but we are going to look at your credit history.
Okay.
Because
you want people in there. It's just like my bank. When I go to my bank, they're going to take a look and say, are you able to make the mortgage payments? And how have you been making your payments for your cell phone and for your automobile and so forth?
Correct. Yeah.
Right.
And,
okay.
And that's one part of what Habitat is. We are a bank. We are originating the mortgage.
Okay.
And I, as the director of homeowner services, I'm the bank manager.
Okay.
So that's part of what my job is. So we're looking for people who can repay that mortgage. And we have slightly different guidelines than your traditional bank would. We're looking for people whose income is lower than a traditional bank would accept.
Okay.
So that allows people who have a greater need for a home to purchase a home from us. That second thing is need. We're looking for people who have that need for a safe and affordable place to live. And the third one is we're looking for people who want to be partners with Habitat.
Okay.
Who want to help us build Habitat homes, earn those sweat equity hours, who are willing to come to classes that we teach. Are willing to help us build safe and strong communities in the places that we're building.
So that partnership is a big part of it as well.
It is.
It's not just about what your credit or what your bill payment, not so much your credit rating, but what your credit looks like.
Correct.
But it's a partnership that you're entering into with Habitat.
Correct, yeah. That's one of the big things that I think is a huge benefit that Habitat provides is we are with folks for the rest of their lives. I've got folks right now that I work with who bought their home 30 years ago.
Really?
And are making their last mortgage payment. And I'm talking with them and their children about setting up estate planning things so they can make sure that home is passed on to their children or their grandchildren. I'm talking with folks looking at their long-term care, you know, at the end of their lives.
Yeah.
What can we do to help those folks? We are there with them for the rest of their lives to be a help if they need that.
To be a help. And that's the main thing.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this a little bit before, but I don't want to get into specifics too much because this all changes.
Sure.
But just in case people are listening this morning and they may say, well, I know somebody who has that need, and they really do, and they may have a family and they're looking for affordable housing. I just heard this morning on the way in, interest rates going up again for home loans,
correct,
for mortgages.
Yeah.
Are you guys able, because being the bank, are you able to sometimes to help people with that part of home ownership, that you're able to work with them on interest rates and what it costs? Because people, like you said, are buying a home. And I think that we've talked before, and Habitat's rates, mortgage rates of buying a Habitat home were a huge savings for folks over the course of a 30-year mortgage.
Yeah, they really are. We have a great partner in First Bank, and First Bank provides our clients specifically with a 3% mortgage.
Get out of town, 3%.
What we do is create a mortgage package for folks.
Right.
So part of the cost of their house is going to be that First Bank loan at 3%. And then we've got another great partner with the North Carolina Housing Finance Agency, and they chip in with us to provide another portion of that home cost at a 0% interest rate. So you're paying... all told, you're paying slightly less than 3% because a portion is at zero and a portion is at 3%.
Do most folks who have Habitat, and I'll just throw this question out to everybody here and maybe let you talk a little bit about it, because of, I'm not going to say rigorous, that's not the word I'm looking for, but because maybe of a more complete screening and application process, do you find that most people, and I'm talking about an overwhelming majority here when I say most people, are successful with Habitat Homes? Do you find that because you take the time and you take the effort to work with these folks, they have the need, they're willing to become partners, they're going to be able to do this? Do you find, and I'm going to come back to Mr. Cantrell on this end, do you find that most people that you work with are successful homeowners?
We do find that a vast majority of our homeowners are successful. We have a couple of metrics that we gauge that by. On delinquency, we have a lower delinquency rate than an average bank.
Okay.
Which means there's a couple reasons why we make the mortgage affordable.
Right.
So the families can pay for it the day, month one, and also month 360.
Okay.
That it is affordable, long-term, sustainable. And also we see education rates go up. So that's another way of being able to see that there's the ability to invest in their future.
When we come back, and I know we had just a half an hour, Vince, we got a little bit more time this morning. Good, because I want to talk with Jenna Ross, because for a long time now, we've been hearing that people are more successful when they have a roof over their head. And I want to talk a little bit about that, getting people in homes, more after this.
Absolutely.
WHKY Talk Radio, 1290 AM and 102.3 FM.
Good morning. You're listening to First Talk with Hal Rowe on WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. How about Memorial Day fireworks? You want to go see the Crawdads? Got a pair of tickets to you, presented by Pepsi and WHKY, 1290 AM, 102.3 FM. They're going to be taking on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. No live Pelicans, from what I understand, but the Pelican baseball team will be there. This is for the game coming up on the 25th. The 25th Memorial Day tribute with fireworks, pair of Crawdads tickets. Vince has got them here, so come by and say hi to Vince if you're caller number one. Call now, 828-327-WHKY, 828-327-9459. Got a pair of tickets for you to go see the Crawdads and enjoy those fireworks. Memorial Day tribute presented by Pepsi and WHKY. We're talking this morning with folks from Habitat for Humanity, Walter Cantrell, Andrew Isola, and Jenna Ross. Jenna Ross, Vice President, Habitat, Catawba Valley. When we went to the break, I was asking about getting a roof over someone's head. Mr. Cantrell, I kind of picked up on that. He alluded to success rates with people and education and the classes that take and actually moving people up, because home ownership absolutely, I think, moves people up just in a community of actually owning a home. But how about getting people, their kids, them under a roof and actually owning a home? Tell me about that and what you've seen in your time at Habitat.
Absolutely. So affordable, predictable home ownership is one of the biggest doors to opportunity and stronger futures for families. So I'm kind of like a nerd, so I kind of like stats. So
right.
I'll give you a few, but then I'll tell you what it means.
Okay, thank you.
In the
That's
life
great.
Of somebody.
Yeah.
So 52% of adult homeowners go on to continuing education after they move into their home. When families get into affordable home ownership with Habitat, they have more money to invest in nutrition, education. Children have more success in school, behavioral problems decrease, mental health and sense of well-being, even sleep rates increase for parents, lifetime earning and income increases.
Wow.
The likelihood to vote and to know who's on your local school board increases, and neighborhood stability also increases. And so what that means in the real world, I think I just got a text recently from a homeowner who's been a really big part of my life and my journey. And she was saying that she goes through her pictures and memories every day. And this was like the 2-year anniversary of her dedication, and that she was as happy today as she was when she closed on her house, if not happier, that she loved her home and all things Habitat that helped that dream come true. And the reality is that she's the one that made the dream come true. You know, Habitat talks about that these really are transformational opportunities, and they are. But when I first heard that, I was like, that's kind of bold for us to say, right?
Right.
But the transformational opportunity is something that the homeowners are building themselves. We're just providing tools that people can use to make forward-looking decisions. And when you're not worried about meeting the bills today, you can make really solid plans for the future.
Yeah, that is huge, is being able to do that and to have that part. You had the word predictable. When someone has that mortgage and they know this has got to be, I don't know about everybody in the Habitat home, but for me, this has got to be paid first. You know, whatever else, if I got to get a repair, I got to make that mortgage payment first. And so, Mr. Isola, I want to talk a little bit about that. Tell me about some of the education, because when I told y'all during the break, when I got my home, when I bought my home, no one was there but a very good real estate agent, thank heavens I had her, to help me with some of the things. Now, I grew up where my parents owned a home, so I knew a little bit about home ownership, little stuff. My mama always put grease in a can right there on the stove. Yeah. People may not know. We don't want to pour grease down the drain.
Yeah.
I learned that. I'll tell you about a failed station promotion after this, off the air. But little things like that, that maybe people have never learned or don't know about, that when you start to have some water damage, let's get that taken care of now before this gets worse. You got ants coming in the house. Okay, what do we do? Do we call the exterminator? Do I go out to Lowe's Home Hardware? Do we get some Better Homes on Highway 321? Yep. Do I go out there and do I get some? What do I do? Yep. So tell me a little bit about some of the classes that help people with, because oftentimes I'm going to say 99, 100% of the time, these are their first homes.
Yeah. That's almost universally the case that these are first-time homeowners,
right?
Home buyers. Our classes, we have two big sets of classes. It's 12 weeks in total. The first set is just financial management. So we're talking about setting goals.
Financial management.
One of your goals is buying a house. That's a great goal. Let's talk about your other goals. Let's talk about what your family values are, because you want to use your finances to accomplish your values in life.
Okay.
And we move from that into budgeting, into saving, into paying off debt, investing, into thinking about, you know, purchasing things like life insurance, so you can plan for not just your future, but your children's.
Wow. It goes to that extent.
Correct. Yeah.
Because I was just thinking classes on, okay, let's get the bills paid.
Yeah.
But it seems like it goes probably more in depth than most normal homeowners would have that they might need. Right.
We are, as we've said already on this program, we are really trying to set folks up for success.
Right.
And then the second,
you talked about that being with them for life.
Yes. Exactly.
Because when you're talking about not just spending, but investing, that is one of the biggest moves that people will ever have.
Correct.
In their life, is going from that phase in their life where they're spending their paycheck to where they're investing their paycheck. They talk about that everywhere.
Correct.
That is one of the biggest moves that people can make.
Yeah.
Is moving from that I'm spending my whole paycheck to I'm spending almost my whole paycheck maybe, but I'm putting just a little bit away.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, yeah. So that second group of classes is all about being a homeowner. We talk about maintenance. We talk about homeowners insurance. We talk about what am I blanking on now?
So you're talking about homeowners insurance. You're talking about maintenance. There's a lot that goes into maintenance. Making sure that if you've got to do some painting from the outside, you take care of the painting. You don't just let that go.
Correct.
You know, I'll tell you who's very helpful with that is a wife. Or let's just say a spouse.
Sure.
A spouse. It's like, we need to get the house painted. Are you sure? No, we need to get the house painted.
Yeah.
Right. So that's very helpful to make sure that they help you along that route. But so you do those classes, so it helps them be able to maintain the home.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, when we build our homes, we build in that deferred maintenance. So it up front, it shouldn't cost them a lot.
Right.
You know, for the first, say, 5, 6, 7 years, shouldn't cost them a lot to maintain that home. But, you know, you're going to own that home for 30, 40 years.
Right.
You're going to need to replace a roof. you're going to have plumbing issues. You're going to have electrical issues. You need to know what to do.
Find me the HVAC system that's going to last over 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to have HVAC. You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to paint.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do all these things, and bringing that up to speed and let people know about that. Like I said, they're just parts of owning a home. And the roof. The roofer comes around and tells you this is what it's going to cost for your new roof. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so we build all of that into the very beginning of classes, because when we're talking about budgeting, we're saying to folks, all right, in 30 years, you're going to need to replace your roof. You got to start saving today for that roof you're going to have to replace in 30 years.
I should have spent a little time in some habitat classes. Yeah. Just to tell you what, we'll wrap up with everybody next, because we need to know. We need to get into the heart of it. We'll have just a few minutes. How do we go about getting these homes? Good morning. You're listening to First Talk with Hal Rowe on WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. As we were putting the show together, Vince said, what do you think, a half an hour for Habitat? I was like, no way. We got to do an hour. We had you booked for a half an hour, but I love Habitat. I think it's a great thing, and I like talking about it. And thank you all joining us this morning and talking about it and telling us about it. Sure. I think it's important to our community. Andrew Isola, Director of Homeowner Services. We were talking about classes, getting people right, getting the right people in, having a great success rate.
Sure.
Ross was able to tell us about how these people become very successful in life, not just them, but their families. Mr. Cantrell is going to tell us a little bit in just a moment about how we can get involved on several different levels. But right now, you have a couple of homes that you would like to see people apply for.
That's correct.
With the criteria that we talked about earlier, that they can do it, that they want to do it, and they want to associate with Habitat. They need it. So tell us a little bit about how we go about the application process.
Yeah, so our next application round is going to start on June 9th. It's Monday, June 9th. Applications will run until June 20th. We'll have them available, with those applications being due back on the 27th.
Okay, June 9th to June 20th, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then final day to get them is the 27th.
Correct, yeah. And so the application will be available on our website. Folks can go to our website. They'll also be available at our offices. People can stop by and pick up at our offices.
I know that when I went to the bank the first time, I had some things that I needed to bring with me when I went for my mortgage. And when I started to fill out my mortgage application, what should people be prepared to do for this initial application process? What do people need to have prepared? Who do they maybe need to talk to? Do they need to talk to their pastor? Who do they need to talk to kind of get the ball rolling and to ensure a successful application process?
Sure. Right off the get-go, generally speaking, we need proof of ID. You need to be able to prove you are who you say you are.
Okay.
And we need proof of your income.
Okay.
Those are really the two things. So if you work, we need pay stubs.
Okay.
If you earn Social Security, we need proof that you know of what your Social Security is. But right off the bat, those are the two general things that we need from folks. There's always Habitat staff available to help answer questions at the office if you have questions about the application. And myself and my staff are available to help people even fill out the application if they need help with that.
That's incredible that's all you really need at the beginning. I'm sure that once we get past that initial phase, there are going to be some other things. But sure does beat the folder I had to take down to the bank when I was getting rolling.
Yes.
So we need proof of income and proof of who you are, ID, and that's how we get started.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Mr. Cantrell, maybe someone's heard the show this morning. Maybe they're familiar with Habitat over a number of years. They'd like to participate. Maybe I can't do the Hal Rowe home right away. But maybe somebody out there would like to be able to participate in getting a roof over somebody's head, having them be successful in their life. They'd like to be able to help Habitat for Humanity. How do they do that?
Best way is to reach out to us directly at our office. You can reach me at 828-454-6135. I'd love to get you connected. We have volunteer opportunities Thursday, Friday, and most Saturday mornings for our new construction. We also have a restore that helps to provide affordable housing through selling furniture. We have some amazing furniture partners. We sometimes receive new furniture, and we need people to help us process donations to stock the shelves. And our restore crew is great, so we'd love for you to volunteer that way. Or if you would like to support us, love to have a conversation to talk about the impact of your gift that helps to make houses affordable and also helps provide repairs.
I think that's wonderful, because some people may not be able to do a home, but they may have a talent for construction. They might not have a talent for construction or are able to come out there, but they could certainly help with the restore. Or if nothing else, make their purchases. Before you make that purchase, go to Restore and see what they have, what you're looking for, and talk to them. So many different ways that we can support Habitat for Catawba Valley.
Yeah.
Habitat Catawba Valley, so many different ways that we can support that. Maybe sometimes I don't think about those all the time, but I'm glad you did. Thanks so much, Walter Crantrell, for joining us this morning. Andrew Isola, always a pleasure to see you. Jenna Ross, thank you very much you do day in and day out.
Thank you.
For helping folks in our community, all of you, a big thank you. Right now, I told you about Tommy's Express Car Wash. You don't have to get it today. You can get it tomorrow while we're out there. But I'd like to give you a Tommy's Express Car Wash, a gift certificate. How about right now? Vince, let's take the first caller, please. Vince is going to go ahead and put your name on the list. 828-327-9459, 828-327-WHKY. Vince, go ahead and give him a car wash. And after all the rain that we've had, it's going to get pretty. So let's go ahead and give him a car wash right now. First caller, 828-327-9459, 828-327-9459. Right now, it's time for the James Oxygen Pass-Off to Second Thought with Chuck Boozer. Chuck, who's on the show today?
Thank you, Hal, and good morning, everybody here. Joe Fox is not with us today, but it's still Hemp Day here from the Alpine Hemp Company. We'll also learn about SureTape. That's the hickory company here that has a famous worldwide business. If you can say duct tape, you know what we're talking about, too. We'll meet the researcher into the Mecklenburg County Declaration of Independence and why it was written a full year before America's Declaration of Independence of 1776. And we'll learn about tomorrow night's race at Hickory Motor Speedway, too, on a Thursday, which will feature Chase Elliott. And we'll find out details on the first ever Aviation 5K taking place right here, Hickory, this Saturday. This is all coming up in just a few minutes, right here on Second Thought, here on WHKY. Hal, back to you.
Wow, Chuck, you got a busy show coming up today.
Yes, yeah,
a lot of
yeah.
great guests, so it sounds like it's going to be a good time. So yeah. We're looking forward to that. Up next, on Second Thought with Chuck Boozer, brought to you, of course, this pass-off brought to you by James Oxygen, passing gas in Hickory for the past 69 years, James Oxygen. Thanks so much for joining us on First Talk. We know you have a choice in morning radio. That's why we appreciate you choosing the First Talk radio program. Our national anthem brought to you today by Shuford Federal Credit Union, where it's all about you. Shuford Federal Credit Union, thank you very much for your sponsorship of our national anthem. We hope you'll join us tomorrow morning for First Talk with Hal Rowe right here on WHKY Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. Be grateful for what you got. Make it a great day. And join us tomorrow morning. Again, tomorrow we will be at Tommy's Express Car Wash. That's going to be 10 o'clock till noon. Come out and see us there. Going to have a lot of fun. I found out a lot about the stuff that's going to be going on out at Tommy's. Man, oh man, we're going to have a blast. We're really going to have a good time. Going to be beautiful weather. So we hope you'll come out and say hi tomorrow at Tommy's Car Wash, Express Car Wash, 127, right across from Utterly Delicious, 10 to noon.